Countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal, bringing you expert analysis on what the new CAP deal means for you and your farm payments.
The Nursing Home Support Scheme, also known as the Fair Deal Scheme, has recently been reformed by the government. It funds people who need long-term nursing care. The person makes a contribution to the cost of care through levies on their assets, savings and income, and the state then pays the balance. For farm owners, the changes now mean that after 3 years have passed, if there is a family successor, the value of the family farm will not be taken into account when calculating the cost of care. But what about single farm owners who don't have children? Hannah Quinn Mulligan travelled to Monaghan to meet Maura McManus, who feels that her needs are not being addressed.
That one you see there, that's the bear.
Okay.
And that's where our old thatched house was. And there's just other little pig houses there. And then this was my grandfather's farm. But I'd have my hay on my back and way up this hill.
I got a letter in the post this week and it's brought me all the way up to a lovely farm in County Monaghan. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, there are cattle grazing in front of us, and the owner of the farm, Maura McManus, is here standing next to me. Maura, you are 77 years old.
That's right.
You worked here all your life, but you're in a nursing home, I guess, just half a mile down the road.
That's right.
But we're on your farm today. I mean, what does it mean to you? I mean, what are the fields in front of us? What do they mean to you?
Oh, they mean a lot to me. I took pride in my land when I was working it. Now, I haven't worked it. It's 25 years let now. I had to give up through ill health at 52, retire. But I did. I kept it in good nick. And when I finished, I was milking 18 cows.
You light up as well when you talk about the land, and I'm so unfamiliar with this part of the world as well. I mean, you were pointing to different landmarks, so if I look over there to that, say, big bunch of stones,
That's not on my land, no. Yeah. That's the County Fermanagh.
That's County Fermanagh. I'm looking, yeah. That's a stone's throw away.
And that house is Halls in County Fermanagh.
So that's how close I am to the border?
That's how close you are to the border. Just the end of that stream that runs across the bottom there, and that field there, and the out on the road back in the 50s when the troubles were on in the north, the road was spiked just up there above.
What
our
does
house.
Spiked mean?
Three big iron spikes across the road, no motor traffic could go through. Oh, yeah, all the cross border roads were spiked and closed. One main route into the town from the north.
I didn't know any of that.
Did you not?
No, I didn't.
Oh, my goodness me. For God's sake. And you're too young to remember what happened. But it was pretty grim times now. It really is. Another of my pet hobby horses. I believe in peace. So.
Do you think any of that had anything to play with your depression, though, at the time?
I probably worked... I always took things very seriously and worried a lot. And then I had two old women to cope with. Because when my dad died, I could milk, I could do the work. But about management, about illnesses and cattle, about anything, I knew very little.
How old were you when your father died?
Almost 19.
And then
it was me. After that.
So you were taking over the farm at 18 and looking after your mother and your great aunt in the
yeah,
house.
Yes, Mum was on her foot at that time now. But she was always in a different house.
Well, I'm conscious the wind is picking up and it's a bit chilly, so I was wondering would we go into the house if you wanted to.
You told me you were in suckling farming, is that it?
Yeah, me and my grandmother, we have a pedigree Hereford cattle.
Very good.
Yeah.
You stuck to the Herefords.
Stuck to the Herefords. Stuck to our guns.
No continentals.
No dirty continentals coming in Ireland.
Very good. I used to... I would put so many of the best of the cows and calf to freezing bulls to try and get freezing heifers. And then some of the other ones I would serve Hereford bull. And you'd always get a good price for your Hereford bull calf. It was always sound.
I got your letter this week and I was actually wondering if you'd read me out just a bit of it.
Dear Miss Quinn Mulligan, I read with interest your report on the proposed changes to the Fair Deal. changes are sorely needed. But there is one sector of people left out. The single men and women who gave their lives to looking after the farm, family farm, and the, in most cases, the farm family, they in most cases have no successor. I'm a 77-year-old woman, resident in a nursing home at the moment. The fee is $9.90 per week.
We're on your farm here, 42-acre farm. When you were working it, how much do you think you were earning then?
I made about 15,000 a year.
So primarily why you got in touch was there are changes to the Fair Deal nursing home scheme, but only if you nominate a successor. And that successor has to have worked on the farm for a certain period, and they also have to be related to you. But in your case, you don't have a close relative to nominate as a successor. So you're going to have to keep paying these nursing home fees.
That's it. Did you not think, after all, I had earned a three-year cap as well as the people who raised the families. Like, I looked after the elderly, they looked after the young, and farmed away and looked after it. I painted the outside of the house, first job I done. Then I applied to, saw them were looking for mushroom pickers, and off I went mushroom picking. And from one thing to another, the years went by anyhow, so that was it.
You're only half a mile up the road from your farm, and I imagine you come here regularly enough to have a look at it and just bring back the memories. I mean, how does that make you feel?
I just put it behind me. I didn't break down over it or anything, but I just had to get used to. It's not easy getting used to a nursing home. It's a very... you're under someone's scrutiny all the time, and you don't really have freedom. You can't really do what you want to do or whatever. If you'd like to go out, you have to ask somebody permission to go out and have a door open for you and knock them again when you want to come in again.
Well, you're a very independent lady. I can't imagine that goes down too well.
That's nursing home life, and you're their responsibility.
Do you like the nursing home you're in though now at the minute?
I do like it. It's the staff are nice in it, but as I say, I'd be happy enough in it, but the cost is staggering. I always had the thought, I never wanted to live to be old, was the first thing. And now I'm 77. But whatever money I have, I would like to give it to charity and have something to show for my life's living, besides handing it to the HSE.
Maura McManus with Hannah Quinn Mulligan in Monaghan there. And the Nursing Home Support Scheme Amendment Bill was passed by the Oireachtas just before the summer break, but this conversation will no doubt continue.